Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
From what I see, I am the most approached celebrity.
Okay.
Because kids come up to me. The kids don't care. They just come up
to
me.
Yeah.
Parents, I don't think I have a wrestling pitch. Otherwise, the amount of people who approach me at the airport. Dude, like, people follow me into the bathroom.
What?
Like, into the stall.
Hi, sister. Yeah, like it's PA.
I'm like, hi, bro. Come in. Yes, like my PA.
And the PA is PA. She's got two PAs.
There's a train of people following me into the bathroom. I really feel I'm approachable. I do think that. I also bind you tati kikaka, you know.
Yeah.
So, and there's just instances
where
there's
a difference between if I'm a tati kaka and
oh, that's loud now. Hi.
Nah, it's fine.
Is it fine?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
You've done over 400 interviews.
Yes.
Which one was the best one?
400.
Oh. Yeah, on Real Talk.
Well,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
They had four seasons, yeah.
We know we had more.
Yeah. Nah, that sounds like.
But I mean, if you had to count even the radio ones, I think I'm at a thousand.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Best interview. Oh, there's so many.
Give me a top five.
Ooh, okay. Oh, Taraji P. Henson.
On radio.
Radio.
Oh, yes.
Blair Underwood on TV.
Hmm.
This woman that killed her husband. I forgot her name. She even wrote a book.
Hmm.
She was really one of my favorite interviews. And it's so funny. She called into the radio station the one day, and she's like, "Hi," because now she's calling for something else. "Hi, Anela, do you remember me?" I'm like, "No, I'm the woman who killed her husband." The team is like, "Hey, oh, hey, Anela, who are your people? You killing the husband, yeah?" And I'm just like, "Let me explain it. It was in self defense. He'd been abusive for 20 years. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she was great.
Not Katy Perry. No, Ed Sheeran."
Nah, that's really like boring, man.
Wow. Katy Perry is boring, guys. Ed Sheeran is boring.
Are you surprised, though?
Wow.
Do you know what it
is? Is there anyone who you wanted and still want to interview, but like they were never there or you never got there?
Yeah, like for us, it's Trevor Noah. Hey, we're burning.
Yes,
really?
Yes, and he's your boy. Come on now.
He's going to be here in December.
December?
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay, guys, December, Trevor Noah's coming.
Hey, the leave is off, guys. December, we're going to wait for the airport.
I don't know. Bonus time.
Yeah, we're going to set up by the whole airport.
Can I tell you something? I think you would do a better Trevor interview than I do.
No way.
Because when you know someone that well, it's so difficult to write the line of, but I know the story.
Yeah.
But I don't, and because I don't want to ask you before. I hate asking you before. What do you want to talk about?
Talk about what you don't talk about.
Because if you can't get yourself out of a question in an interview, then why are you famous?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get yourself out. Like when you raise something and I'm uncomfortable to talk about it, things like that. Things like that. So I don't flag questions with people. So I really think that I've done the most average Trevor interviews and people love them. Oh, it was so good. I'm like, hi guys, just be honest, Nitano Trevor. Nitano Trevor, but I really, there was even a time when I interviewed him on his set at the Daily Show.
Yeah, that was dope.
He looks at me, he's like, you see, that was dope. I think that interview was average.
Yeah.
Or maybe I think it's average because it's my friend.
Yes.
So even when I'm watching it back, I'm listening to things that I know.
Yeah.
But even he looks at me, he's like, who and now, why are you so formal? I'm like, because the good Daily Show, you know, and it's funny, which is different with Caesar, because Caesar can throw anything at him.
Yeah.
And I know that him and I can have an earnest, robust something. But also, I suppose I'm also protecting Trevor a little bit. Mm. It's like why I think Oprah does the worst Beyonce interviews.
Mm.
Because she's constantly trying to protect Beyonce, whereas just ask her the questions.
Yes.
You know. And that's why I know you would do a better Trevor interview than me.
Thank you, man.
You would.
Worst interview you did?
Chester Williams.
Chester. He's hilarious.
No, not Chester missing the
color. Chester Williams, the rugby player.
Chester Williams,
the rugby player. Oh, I thought
it's
I see. Hey, my man, take that out. I sound stupid.
Yeah. No, you better keep that.
Yourself park. Don't worry. Yourself park.
Twitter, come out here.
Yourself park. You're loud. Those are South Park.
You even went for the puppet immediately, eh? Come on down to South Park and meet some friends of mine. Yeah.
You are missing an action.
No, Chester Williams. Kelly Kumalo was a good interview for me.
Kelly.
And I know you were like, she said, oh God. No, Kelly for me. My first interview with Kelly in Real Talk, I'm wearing a black and gold top. And it was when Senzo had just passed away. And because I really, and it's also when I interviewed AKA, there's sometimes when I don't care what the scandal is, but I care the story before it.
Because
I remember with Kelly, because when I do an interview, I always tell myself, I have one question that I want to ask. Everything else is just dressing.
Yes.
I'm going to where the sheep died.
Yeah.
Not where we decided to slaughter it. We're going to go buy that. So for me, when I do an interview, all I'm aiming for is there. And if I don't get there, I fail.
Yeah.
So Kelly, I wanted to know how her and Senzo became intimate. And what happened the first night they had sex.
Ooh.
And she told me all of that.
She did.
But because I built her up to such a place of trust. And this is why I don't think Kelly's a terrible interviewee.
Yes.
I think because she doesn't trust people as well, because everyone's always ready to attack her. You need to build her up to a place of trust and then get there. So if you do not present yourself as flawed to Kelly, you're not going to get anything out of her, because all she is flawed. Right?
Yes.
So I think she was a great interview for me. So for Chester, look, it was very long ago. I was still on campus, but my Lord, he was... And you know what annoyed me about Chester is, because I went to go buy his book, because he released his book, and I spent the entire weekend reading his book. And I wasn't planning on interviewing him, but after reading his book, I was like, oh my word, I want to have him on the show. He was rushed. He was, like, annoyed. He didn't want to open up about things that he wrote in his own book.
Wow.
But because then... Because he'd been fired, and pushed out of rugby a little bit. Then that weekend where I got his book, he got rehired, I think, to coach the Lions. So then it was back into the bag, and now you can't mess with your bag.
You can't tell it all.
So I must take both sides. Yes, somebody had to protect the chick, but he was terrible. Ooh, Hashem.
The art of a good interview, according to Anelim Dota.
It's the art of Twitter. Don't tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're thinking whilst you're doing it.
Woo! Buzz. Did you get that one?
No, repeat that one. Hey, I'm South Park.
No.
I've moved suburbs. I'm down at the South Park now, you know. I'm MacGyver's neighbor now.
Hey. You're just on the brink of Bonner Valley.
It's the what? The thoughts?
No, don't tell me what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're thinking whilst you're doing it. So the art of a good interview is, don't tell me where you were born, but what about where you were born still lives in you right now? Because then you're going to tell me where you were born and then further go into the next thing.
Wow.
And always base your question on the person's last answer on that thing. So if you do your research and you watch everyone's interview, every interview that that person has done, and they will talk about, the pain of losing a mother.
Yes.
Don't ask them about their mother passing away. Your question about their mother has to be the last thing they said about their mother. So if it's like, I miss this, my mom's perfume, you will say, I read somewhere that you missed the way your mother smelled. Did you ever figure out the perfume? Did you go buy it? Do you have it? Are you scared of it? Are you scared of your mom's smell? What other smells triggers your mother in you? So don't leave it there. Run with it. That's the art of a good interview. And that's what keeps them engaged, because immediately they're like, yo, this person knows me.
And that's an art.
Yeah.
But I think it's an art we can all learn if we just stop living inside ourselves.
Yeah. Tell me about the red carpet, man, at the Academy Awards. How was that, bro? You were so excited when you came back, eh?
On both occasions.
Yeah.
Done it twice. You know, the first time I did, I don't think I've told many people this, but the first time I did that thing, I was so stressed to let Mnet down that my face collapsed afterwards.
Our employers.
Yeah?
Our employers.
Eminent, your employers.
Channel Low, Agiri. Oh. Same WhatsApp group.
You know, they put so much money into taking me to the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
That you almost like, there's a fear that I might return with no interviews. Mm. So you leave your heart on that carpet. And
so they organize everything?
Yeah, everything. The entrance, hotel. The hotel.
Wow.
And also, it's very rare that you're allowed to fly with your own makeup artist because there's makeup artists there.
That's the idea.
You know? But I'm very adamant about growing my team.
Yeah.
You know, I want my makeup artist to say, I've been to the Oscars.
But you also about the team. I remember you were meant to do an OB in America just by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not going. Unless
I said, I'm not going without my team.
Yeah, unless everybody comes.
Yeah, they're like, no, Virgin just want to take you. And I'm like, no.
Leadership.
One or all, guys.
Yeah.
Because you create animosity in a team
by
doing things like that. And those things gnaw at the team. And I don't have time to be managing that shit.
Mm.
We all go, we don't go, the end.
Mm.
But I mean, with the Oscars, it's Anel, so it's fine. Mm. So it was just amazing. And because I watch a lot of movies and I've generally got a good memory, I found what would grab the A-listers was me reciting their lines to them. Like Al Pacino, I recited the Inch speech from Any Given Sunday to him.
Mm.
You know, what can I say, gentlemen?
Mm. Mm.
Here we are, halftime, you know.
Mm.
It's that inch. 1 inch too early, you're going to miss it. 1 minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for him, when I started doing that to him, he was like, take a look at this kid.
Yeah.
And then he walks to me, Michelle Yeoh as well, with her 007 lines. Dame Judi Dench, all of them, Helen Mirren.
You met all these people.
Javier Bardem. Dude, go watch it. Like, I got everyone.
Mm.
At a point, the SAPC of Spain was on this side and the SAPC of Italy was on this side and they hated me.
Yeah.
Because they were like, what is going on? Why is she getting everyone?
Yeah.
And then the first year I went, Trevor was the year he went on stage. What? Abelunga Basbandia Kong. So Trevor was at the Oscars. So as he walked down, and everyone's like, oh, Trevor. I'm like, hey, Wayne. And then he turns, he's like, ah, I'm easy. Walks to me. Oh, we have a chat to choose me, please. Sure. Okay, sure, turns, he goes. Everyone, how did you get Trevor? I'm like, you know, and I even remember this, not last year, when Charlize was nominated for Bombshell. She came in very late and she was rushing through, not speaking to anyone.
Yeah.
Passing everyone, Ryan Seacrest, Jimmy Fallon, everyone. And then I went, Charlize, South Africa, you start, Charlize, South Africa. She's walking, and her mom heard me say South Africa. And her mom went, hey.
Wow.
And then like, she's like, stop. And she's like, South Africa.
Wow.
Then she turns, she's like, oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. How are you? Yes, you're from Mnet. I was told you're coming. How are you? Bruh, she stands there, we chat. After a while, I'm like, I'm done. She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. Otherwise, are you good? No, no, no. So we chat. And then Jimmy Fallon, the little Hispanic guy,
yes,
Jimmy
yeah,
Fallon,
yeah, yeah, yes, Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
His soul.
Wow.
Hey, that's a promo.
Wow.
Yes, carry on.
So
it's the first time Zola speaks.
I know. Oh,
like, what is she?
So Charlize goes to him. And then I'm left with her mother, Khada.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm shooting the breeze with her. I'm like, hey, how are you? She's like, I'm fine. I'm like, don't you get sick of going to these things? She's like, yeah. I'm like, but you always like act like you love it. So she's like, so you think Charlize just acts that she didn't get it from someone? You know? And so like, there's just like such little moments of being on that carpet that like make it like so huge in my life, you know? And things that I look back on that people didn't see, like, because I was delivering a link, practicing and delivering, because before the stars walk, they open the cup and they let you walk everywhere so you can like record your links, right? Mm. And I remember I was delivering a link and I remember Ryan Seacrest's team asked my director, they're like, is she on autocue? And he's like, no.
What?
They're like, no ways. And they came out to me, they're like, how do you do that? I'm like, do what? They're like, just how do you know what you're saying, where you're going to go with it? And I was like, I don't know. I just know it.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's a moment for me.
Mm.
You know, you can't go that's not going to be on the Mnet special, right? Yes, the Mnet special is very special, but that's a moment for me. So there's a lot of moments around the Oscars that were moments for me, you know?
When you did TV, you're still doing TV, did you ever get body shamed? Like, did you lose a gig because of you didn't look a certain way?
I don't think I was body shamed to my face, but I know I'm sure there's gigs like I haven't gotten of the way. No, definitely, without a doubt.
And they know you would kill it.
Without a doubt. Why has Celeste never hosted the Summers?
Why? She's funny.
Dude, delicious. She's the funniest. True. No, I know this, but also it's like, people go in with their own insecurities and then they're yours all of a sudden. Because I think for a very long time, and I remember when I started Strictly Come Dancing, it was like, no, she won't feel comfortable being that big amongst the thin girls. You know, so people always talk on your behalf. Like, and that's the thing about rooms. You know, people write that your name is being said in rooms that you're not in. You don't know if those things that they're saying in those rooms are good or nice. So don't celebrate about your name being said in rooms, right? Like, I know that they'd be like, no, you know, oh no, she's too this. Oh, who would dress her? You know, that's stuff that myself, Tumi Omeraka, and Celeste have been faced with. Oh, who would dress her, you know?
And you just gotta take it on the chin.
You have to take it on the chin, you know? You have to take it on the chin. It's like, there was a show that I did where they were like, oh, we can't put Anneli in short things. It just won't look nice. But then everyone else is in short things, you know? So, there's definitely a lot of it. And I suppose that's why I personally work that hard because, you know, you paddle so much in the cream hoping to change it into butter so that, you know, it's a stable ground to stand on so that insults like that don't affect your bag. You know, so that you like, I can check it, but you're going to hire me because I'm going to deliver. You know, so there's a definite, a huge amount of it. Because I don't think anybody has ever not gotten a job because they're thin. You know, because there's like, sometimes you watch, you're like, yeah, but hey, when I petang a do land, you know, but yeah, I suppose you look the way you do. So well,
imagine with niggas, you get a gig because you're hanging. Imagine, like, that was the criteria.
Hanging how?
Like, you got a big dick.
How do they know you got a big dick?
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
I show TV. I just do porn.
Like, how do they know you got a big dick?
No, I'm saying, like, that's how we were judged.
Dick imprint, they can see it.
Yeah,
because sometimes you can see it from the pants. You're like, whoa.
Which one is this one?
It's Hammer time.
Hammer.
No, I'm trying to explain how nonsensical it is.
Yeah, but I suppose some people have not gotten gigs because they're not small. Like, has Kumba ever hosted the Oscars or the SAFTAs or whatever? Has he?
No.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? He's funny. He's good.
Have any ninjas tried to be inappropriate with you? Like, you know.
Can I tell you? I am the most blessed person about. And I am, like, literally the most blessed person when it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace. It has never happened to me. But also, I am told that I can't pick up when people are hitting on me.
You couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, very, very
times
much.
At the stuff parties, I tried. Yeah. I was shooting my shot there.
Oh, you should have stood in a chair.
She couldn't see you. That's the problem.
Get out of there. Did you see the shot?
Susanele.
But I would have been a nice Ben 10 for you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another thing. I don't like, I haven't been with, like, young guys. I'm like,
no, but you work too hard, you know? And I'll just come, service, go home. Service, go home. Because you look like the type where, you know, you tell the nigga in bed, like, okay, hold me here. Slap me here.
Actually, funny enough, I'm not like that. I'm actually want to be dominated in bed.
No,
because I dominate everywhere else. Yeah, I'm not like that.
What? Aya said that?
No, we were talking about it with Aya.
What did you guys say? What did you guys say?
She looks like that type.
Like, likes to be dominated.
As much as she's
not
got,
like,
all.
Not like I'm not going to sit. I don't sit and do nothing.
Yes.
Let's not get that.
You were saying that, like, she's got all, like, the power, the money, the success.
You don't want
to
be in charge.
But she still wants to be, she still, you know, but respects the guy.
No. Oh, no, I'm very romantic. And Kadlish, on dancing. No, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
What's that?
When are we getting married? Are we getting married anytime soon?
Are you? Oh, I thought it when were we getting married.
No.
It's not a stress for me, hey?
Yeah.
And also, he has to propose, right? So I mean, it's not for you to say.
No, but I suppose no. Yeah,
or you're gonna ravi him.
Propose, but like I think women give themselves too little credit around the whole proposing thing because I have to make the ground supple for him to be like, okay, it's a done deal. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I suppose it's something that I have to figure out in therapy. It's just something that's never been something that I care about.
You do therapy?
Yeah.
All the time.
You're fucking kidding me.
Yes.
I started 6 months ago. It's amazing.
Yeah, look, it's supposed to. You service your car. Why won't you service your mind?
How long have you been doing it for?
Your years.
You lie,
I'm like on to like my fourth therapist now already.
For real? Mm. You got that many issues, bro?
Do you know what it is? It's not that I have issues. The reason I don't have issues is because I go to therapy.
Oh, yeah. It's like fine-tuning the mind.
When is it time to change a therapist? You're in your fourth now.
When... It's almost like I feel you preempt me. When we get to a familiar place, you know. Because also, it takes a lot for a therapist to open me up because I also set traps for you.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
And also sometimes, I think the one lady, she was really good and I think she had like thousands of doctor's degrees, but I could see that because I know how to, I'm an interviewer. It's my strength. I can change this thing quickly and it's all about you, but you didn't see it.
Yes.
I'm saying a lot, but I'm actually saying nothing.
Yeah.
So, and it's another reason why I don't do interviews is because I panic for the other person. Then I say a lot and I'm not actually opening up and then you walk away and you've actually learned nothing about
me. 100%.
You know, so. Yeah. So therapy, when.
Are these weekly sessions? Because mine, I call it when I need her.
Like, no. I try to go a lot, but like when I'm busy, I forget. And then she'll remind me, Kuti. Your therapy is so that in these busy sessions, you are fine.
Yes.
You know, when life happens, it's like, and people are like, oh, this happened. Aren't you going to need therapy? And I'm like, no, I go to therapy so that these things can happen. You know, and I'm fine about them.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that people go bi-weekly.
Well, what did you uncover from therapy, like about yourself?
Well, that was the first one that I never know when people are hitting on me.
Oh.
But also that now was a product of me not thinking I'm pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so no one could ever possibly come up to you.
Yeah, because I'm like, who's a teen? Like, you know? And the thing is, I was like, I didn't think I was pretty. I think I'm quite fly. Like,
you're very fly.
Thank you. But so she was like, no, there's a difference in you thinking you've got an engaging personality and men are drawn to you than you thinking and believing that you are good looking. So, you know, that was it.
If you get married, are you dropping them daughter's surname? Are we dropping it? Anel Mkwebo.
Is that your surname?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey.
Do you know what it is? Also, can I say something about women, A woman will do everything for you if she loves you. So when you find like resistance, that's not your woman.
Hey! Yes, sis. Buzz.
Yeah, like when there's like this, like Twitter's gonna have me, sorry. But like when there's like too much, that's not your woman.
What? When there's too much? Is it true you're dating Toba Mkangi?
Oh no, Toba and I broke up.
Oh, you're lying.
We broke up like last year already. I'm ready to my next man.
Your next man?
Like back then. No, Toba and I broke up.
So who are you dating now? What's happening?
Another guy.
Another guy? You don't wanna, because you never disclose. Like,
I don't even know how you know that.
It's called research, babe. Oh. I learned from the best.
It's called Instagram scrolling. If I tagged at Toba Mkangi, so obviously.
Because you, like, your private life is not out there. Like, you don't.
Yeah, dude, look, I do live my life, but I don't think it's a talking factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I worked with you for how many years? I forgot. I didn't even know who your baby daddy was.
You see?
Yeah.
Because why must you know?
Who is your baby daddy?
Tandile.
I don't know him.
Exactly.
Is he famous? Do you know him so?
I have no famous boyfriends.
I don't think it's famous.
For real, you just date. What's wrong with famous guys?
Follow my eyes.
I'm not famous, I wish.
No, I just, it's not like a conscious, I don't know. It's just like, I just think it's too much, eh? Like, can't be me and you. And No, there are actually very little famous couples dating.
Yeah.
It's just that when they are, that is highlighted.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like Zintle and Mirabong. Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. Now everybody knows it, yeah, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, they are very, like, if you look at, like, the amount of famous people that they are in the world now, not just South Africa, and whether they're dating a famous person or not, I think it's very seldom.
True.
What type of niggas are you into?
Niggas who niggas, I guess.
Nah, people like, never type, man.
Just work.
Work.
Just work.
That's it. So skinny niggas is fine.
It doesn't matter.
You
just
don't have
work.
To be hanging.
But also don't hike. Yeah, like, no, to me, just work or have ambition. Or
ambition.
Yeah, ambition is very important to me.
Yeah.
But just work more than anything.
Have you ever lost niggas because you're such a strong, independent woman? Maybe come across as bossy or emasculating, you know?
I suppose in the long run it's that, but it's not something that happens in the beginning. But I think in the long run it's that, because you also think, back to what I was saying, that if you know if a woman likes you, you know, but at the same time it's like you think I'm gonna let certain things go about my life because I'm in a relationship with you, and then that's not gonna happen. To me, indodi la tsa kugeza, guys, because I'm a dadana ya geza, you know.
What does that mean?
You full of shit.
Geza.
No, geza is like disrespectful in Colombia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are full of
shit. Yeah, so and
totally.
And
yeah.
I've got a really low tolerance for that. So okay. I think for a very long time I will put it on, but in my mind I've already started the countdown.
Mm.
Like, what's
Have you ever hit a nigga? You look like you'd fuck a nigga.
I have slapped in front of my boyfriends, yes. But it was just like a
anyway,
type of thing. But I'm not like out there like, let's screw up and beating you up. It's like a reflex, fuck, you know,
yeah,
type of thing. But like, not hit you, like, no.
Yeah. And have you ever had your heart broken?
I actually think when I was young, I did have a heartbreak. And then from then on, I was like, ain't no one getting here.
Like, you're a gangster.
Not that I'm gangster. I just think that I'm very selective about my heart.
Mm.
I'm very like, I love and I love deeply, but it's like my mom's best friend is always like, love deeply, but do it with your eyes open.
Mm.
I think sadly that happened to me at a young age. So then I've, for the rest of the time, I've always been like with my eyes open.
Ever cheated?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, part of life. Yeah.
It's part of life. It's.
How did you get caught?
I didn't get caught.
You didn't get caught.
Women never get caught, bro.
They never get caught,
no,
bro.
You can't ask a woman she got caught.
Never, ever, ever.
Women
get
never
caught.
Get caught cheating.
Hey, you guys are slick, eh?
Women are smart.
Cause we. You, I don't know if I must give away the game.
Ah, please,
no,
give away.
Come on,
please.
Give us, please. One in, please.
We're over it now. So we
don't
cheat
on
over it.
One thing I know about men.
Now.
Yeah.
And one thing I know about men is that men like to report a lot to you to put you at ease because they know they're going out to get up to shit, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm doing this. It's like you have to tell me if you're going on a business trip for 3 days.
Mm.
Yes.
I need to send evidence.
Yeah.
Evidence,
no, yeah. And then you're like sending flights and you're like,
yeah.
No, you want to give flights, not pictures, but oh, I hate suckers. You know? And so now you must remember, I determine the rhythm of our relationship because of that. Because now you're telling me everything.
Yeah.
So that, therefore, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing in those times, but you're the one who's reporting to me.
Ooh. So if I say, I'm going to go record Anele on Thursday, since from Monday, that's a red flag.
Yes. It's not, look, it's not, call it whatever
that's
flag
her
you will.
Cue to do her
that's
thing.
My cue
to,
that, because now
do
I don't
stuff.
Have to report to you my excuse.
So when, you send, when you're sending evidence of innocence, that's when she is getting up to non-innocence. Mischief.
Oh! Fuck yeah.
Because now you've already sent me yours.
Yeah.
So then we can always assume that I'm going to be home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until
assume,
you get
I'm
back from
Ireland. You're, home,
you're assuming
me.
That because you are the one who was on. Though I'm a successful businessman, I'm on the road, I'm keeping us fed.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's when they're nailing us. That's when they're nailing us.
That's
when
cold.
When we're showing pictures at the bride.
And also.
Yo.
Men, you guys will always tell your friends when you're cheating. Always.
Yes, yes.
Women
100%.
Don't tell a soul.
100%. Get a la.
No, you
get a
la. Sisters,
no, not real
don't
sisters.
Don't leave me hanging.
Oh,
you're
sorry,
right.
Sisters.
No.
Wow.
You you're don't right. tell anyone.
Yeah. And the friend is the one who always.
No, a friend. The thing is, when guy friends fight, they won't tell the woman. Like, if you two had to fight and have a massive fallout that you guys are not friends again, you're not going to run to his wife and be like, yeah, this is what Mac is up to, nya, nya, nya.
Yeah.
But when girls fight, the first person they go to is your man. She'd be like, Tumbia, chola, we pa, chola, we pa. So this is another reason why you must... Oh, even if she doesn't tell your man, she will tell someone else. And sooner or later, we'll get to the, your man. So you must just tell no one.
When you cheated...
Oh, when you cheated...
The person you were cheating with, did your man, had your man ever met him or knew of him?
Yes, he had.
Ooh. You are cold.
You are cold.
Yes.
I'm not here to lie to you, guys.
Yes. Yo.
Because men cheat because they have an opportunity. Women cheat because they're trying to fix something.
In the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. But, okay, you strike me as those people that when you cheat, you don't cheat and fall in love. Because that's the dangerous one, the emotional one.
There are no women who cheat without emotion.
Ooh.
If your woman is cheating, she's emotionally attached to that man.
Annalie, you're breaking my heart.
Please break mine more. These are revelations.
Miss SA, Miss Revelations. All right, cool. We're going to play a game. One must go, yeah?
Okay.
Radio edition. Yes. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm excited for this one. You know when you said when you do an interview, you go straight to the...
Mm-hmm.
This is my... Let's go.
With the coat, the sheep
died. This is where
the sheep died. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the sheep died. Yeah. The sheep died.
Dineo rana ka unati. One must go.
In what sense?
Radio.
Like if one never existed on radio.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
They're very similar though.
Yeah,
that's
why,
what
put
okay,
them up,
okay.
Yeah.
Dineo.
Ah, no ways. Mom, daddy.
Do you know why? I did exactly that. I went to the height of their careers in radio as far. And Unati's drive show with Glenn and Mel will surpass many shows that happen in this country.
Oh,
for free, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, for free.
Okay.
Let's not play.
Yeah.
Even when they went to do breakfast.
Understandable.
Yeah, let's say yes. When Dineo was with Chili,
but
they were fire as well. But
yes, they were great.
Here's my thing. You can mention Chili's highest moments on radio without mentioning Dineo, but you can't mention Glenn's highest moments on that show without mentioning Unati.
That makes a lot of sense.
So okay. That's where I am. But Dineo was fucking fire on radio.
Yeah,
but,
no,
but let's not. It's not like I'm backtracking.
Yeah.
Like, but no, world peace, no.
Yeah.
Unati.
Shit, man. Do any of these ladies in the industry like envy you? Because you got the greatest gig. You know, that's the gig that every lady wants, right?
Really?
Or every broadcaster wants. Yeah.
Yes.
What? As in the
not
slot
ladies,
or the station?
Broadcasters.
I think the station. The
where
slot,
I am.
Everything. It's safe. It's nice. It's comfortable.
The bag is good.
Yeah, there's longevity. It's stable.
You can't envy because the amount of consistency is a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
I have to deliver every day, guys. Every day,
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
Every day, so you know, sometimes it's not nice.
So
but
they're not
I
envious at all.
No one's ever said they're envious.
Do you even have like girlfriends in the industry?
I do.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Unati, Minnie, Celeste. I'm trying to scroll down my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, you love Celeste.
Yeah, the people I speak to the most is Unati, Minnie, and Celeste. And then
Minnie Tlamini?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, a lot.
Jones.
Yo, Minnie and I speak a lot. Scheme! Yeah, I even speak to Minnie's mom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Queen, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was close to her brother, my cousin, before he passed away. Those three, and then Mel and I always suss it out by, have you been to my house, have I been to your house?
Uncle.
You know?
Yes.
Do you know my son's name?
Yeah, you know, so that's how, you know, I like his name from Twitter. But,
Divolo Zinzatu.
Yeah, Zinzatu, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm fond of Zizo.
Oh, Zizo.
I'm very fond of Zizo. Very fond of her. Mm. But I wouldn't say we're like bosom buddies yet. Maybe like later, but I'm fond of her. And then on this side, it's Kaya, Colisa, Zizo, Trevor.
Yeah. Who pays the bill on that side?
We swap.
Yeah.
It's hardly ever Zizo. Zizo will not pay a bill, guys. Yo.
Eh?
Nah, dogs. Nah, dogs.
Come on, you can't soda.
Your cat's been drinking out here. I've been drinking soda water. Nah, dog, nah. But then, Sizwe is the one who'll come to my house on a Saturday morning whilst I've got sleep in my eyes and be like, Alak and I spoke, we're going shopping.
Yeah.
You know, and then him and Alak are gone for a day. They're riding tractors, horses. He's buying Alak every game under the sun, every tracksuit, every sneaker, every hat. And then they come home. So we don't count those things because we come up for each other more often than not. So, like, I'll hardly pay the bill because I cook at my house.
How does that click even start, bro? I don't even know if you can call it a click because, like, friends, you know?
We actually started on email. You can search the email now. We started an email and it was a lot bigger. And then the circle got smaller.
And Trevor was part of the... Yeah, man. I remember seeing Trevor when he was... started working at Y. He was driving a black polo.
And he had cornrows.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy looks so cool, man. Fuck. Okay, let's go to the next one. Beyonce, Trevor Noah, One Must Go.
Beyonce can chuck, guys.
Ah, yes. You're obsessed with Beyonce.
I am obsessed with her, but Trevor's my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. And also, like, put it this way. Both are in the top five of greatest of what they do.
Oof.
Ooh.
Let's be fair. Both are in the top five of the greatest of what. Like, so if you're counting Richard Pryor, you're counting Chris Rock, you're counting Trevor, you're counting Dave Chappelle.
Kevin Hart.
You know, and you're counting, right?
Yeah.
So you're also counting Beyonce, but look at who it was easier for them to obtain it.
Why are you so obsessed with Beyonce?
Her work ethic.
Yeah.
Her work ethic is insane for me. Like, for a very long time, I think now she's closed off, but for a very long time, she was very open, like, in terms of, like, showing us that you can kick down the doors.
Okay.
And I always say, when you look at performers, if there's a performer on stage doing the same move that 300 people behind her are doing, that person worked hard. Because it's one thing to stand and just perform whilst everyone's doing the moves behind you. She hits the moves harder than everyone else behind her. She hits the moves harder than the dancers behind her. She's still singing and she's still engaging. Like, for me, she is like a power entertainer. But she would go over Trevor. Sorry, B. Man.
How come you've never, like, aspired to go to America? Because, I mean, you know Trevor, you could have.
Yeah. Aspiration, I need to find the right words here. You can aspire to be somewhere and know that you're going to get it without always using your get out of jail cards, right?
But isn't that proximity?
It is proximity. So I know exactly what to do when I get there.
Okay.
So I will only use you when it's time to.
Oh.
And use is a very bad word to use, you know what I'm saying? So I have a lot of powerful friends, right? Who are not even in the entertainment industry. 100%. Just friends who are powerful.
Yeah.
I've never asked them for anything because I know when it's going to be time to ask them for something.
Yes. You don't want to misuse it.
Yeah. So for me, it's like somebody will call to ask me for something stupid. I'm like, ish, yes, you should have done this yourself because now you're out of favors. Don't use your favor for a Joburg day ticket.
Yeah.
When you can buy it.
Yeah.
Because what you could say, right?
Yes.
And for instance, I'll give you the example of when it was Coachella and Beyonce was there. I knew that time, hello, high water, I wanted to go, right? Yeah. So I bought the tickets for us to go to Coachella. Because I was like, I don't want them to get sold out.
100%.
And I'm not going to be like, Trevor, please speak to your people. And then, so when I presented, I'm like, Trevor, here are 8 tickets for Coachella. They are VIP. We're going. And now Trevor's counted in the 8 tickets. He's like, okay, takes them and upgrades them to backstage.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Get him halfway.
So I feel like when you have friends in that realm of power, don't always be leeching. Always come halfway. And soon enough, they're going to, when you're reaching for your purse, they're going to be like, because now there's a respect. Like, I can go to to lunch with a billionaire and I'll pay the bill.
But I'm sure you were like, fuck, I shouldn't have bought those 8 tickets.
No, I'm glad I did. Because also my sisters came with. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad I did. And then I'm glad because he wouldn't have seen the importance in me to go there. Right? Yes. And now he made it like, we're getting backstage because guys,
time to see. How big is he in America? I don't think people understand.
No, Trevor's big everywhere. But Trevor's big in Japan. When Japan people are greeting him in Japan, we're out there.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, konnichiwa. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
So I just feel like even this is not even for famous people, even corporate. Just meet your powers halfway. Because they need to see. Because the thing about calling in on favors is people want to know. Please don't let me down with this favor. And when I meet you halfway on it, I'm already showing you that I'm going to respect the favor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, next one. Fat Joe Fresh. One must go.
Must go. Fat Joe can chug.
Ah.
I'm joking. It's only because we had that fight.
That was tempting.
Fat Joe can go.
Fat Joe. Mm.
Did you ever listen to Tato and Tato in the morning? Don't come here with that. Don't come here with that. I think Fat Joe gets lauded mostly for the Fat Joe TV show.
Mm.
Yes, everything he's done on radio was nice and it was great. But remember what Jay-Z says in his line, every day star is born. He's like, no one could touch Puff when Puff had it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So obviously Puff Daddy now isn't like... He's rich.
Yeah.
Now he's money and love.
Yeah.
But when Puffy was Puffy you couldn't touch him.
Yeah.
Guys, when Fresh was Fresh. When they did those ads, him and Tato in bed or in the shower or whatever. Wake up in the morning with Tato and Tato. Ah! No, don't. Dude, they once laughed at a guy for 11 minutes because he won a saucer in a beauty pageant. Ah, guys. Chonga. Chonga. No, guys, leave it alone. No one could touch Fresh when Fresh had it.
So,
he wasn't even like great at studio mix.
Yeah.
But because it was Fresh, it's enough. Yeah. Just keep quiet in my let door, you know. So, nah.
So, why didn't you call him during the allegation? Because we had him a few weeks back.
I know. I watched that. He said I didn't call him. I didn't call him because I didn't want to look like I was prying.
Because
There's a very thin line between pure sincerity,
sure,
which I wanted to, because I feel I am the head girl at 947.
Yes.
So it was within my realm to do that, but I also didn't, it was too sensitive, and I was like, I don't want to feel like I'm prying, because also he knows full well that he couldn't trust anyone in that situation.
Mm.
And you hardly call him anyway. Mm. So now you are calling.
Now you are calling.
Like and then, crying,
and then it's yes. like, and can I tell you, I haven't been through anything as heinous as that, and I say heinous for both parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when people are going through things, one of the things, because our minds are overthinkers, we're human.
100%.
One of the things you overthink about is, what are people saying about me?
Mm.
My friends, my colleagues, my...
Yeah.
And I think if you can give people the peace of mind that I'm not talking about you, it's also a gift.
Mm. How crazy was it during that time?
I think inside of the station it was contained quite well, because also, you know, it was contained well, and then it also wasn't all that big inside of the station.
Oh, I see.
And so, for instance, we weren't fielding calls like from every second listener saying, what's happening with Fresh?
Yeah.
What did Fresh do? There was none of that. So it was quite calm waters. But I did feel a tension within the higher powers that... Not that they didn't have time for us, but I could see that, you know, there was a battle for something else here.
Mm.
And I also saw that there was a point when everybody was on one side, and then I could see the divisions where Euphonic and Fresh on this side and management on this side.
Mm.
Earlier on, you said if the station does not make a big deal of it, it doesn't become a big deal. Do you feel like they dealt with the whole Fresh thing and Euphonic thing in the right manner?
I don't know enough about the manner to know if they dealt with it in the right manner, because those boardroom doors were very closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, we've lost a lot of big fishes in the radio industry this year, you know?
Big
like
fish.
Greg Maloka?
Greg.
Yeah.
Somizi. What thing
no,
is that?
No, no, Zamizi wasn't a big fish in the radio field. Let's not do that.
But you know what? I mean.
Okay, but did Zamizi leave Metro because of the whole Mohale thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Even Idols.
Is he left? Did he leave?
You see, Samiz is a big fish in Idols. If you're looking for a place where Samiz is a big fish, yeah. It's Idols. Yeah. I just, you know, not on radio, and even he knows that.
But what do you think about, like, this trend that's happening of, like, big guys, especially, getting cancelled because of their personal behavior?
Alleged. In some instances.
Yes. Yeah, let's use, I want to word it correctly.
Okay, so which one do you guys know to be true and which one do you know to be fake?
I don't know any, man.
Actually,
I don't have enough info.
They've all been alleged. Mm.
Exactly.
If we're being honest.
So I don't think we can make calls on anything that's alleged.
No, but what I'm trying to say is like, okay, cool. If I'm Greg Maloka, right? Mm. And you allege that something happened, right? Mm. Chances are, it's curtains. Mm. But if I come to you, Anele, and I'm like, I allege Anele.
Did something?
Yeah, which I would love, but let's just say. Chances of you getting cancelled or ostracized
can
are very
limited. I don't know if I'm going to say this saying properly, but I'm going to do it. Things happen gradually and then they happen quickly. I don't know anyone to have been fired over one offense.
I get you.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think... Like, I have a... Like I told you, I'm controlling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have, like, a slight temper. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
if somebody had to say, oh, my word, like, she screamed at me, like, she shouted at me and, you know, told me everything that I'd done wrong, and I get fired for that, you guys would be like, yeah, I'm a leg hog.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So I just don't know anyone to have been plucked out of absolute innocence and fried on a pan. You know? So I'm not saying if the smoke goes fire.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because behavior speaks to a lot of things. You don't have to have done something for my... I don't have to have done something... For like and actually like or like handle someone for you to believe that like because my behavior says something else.
It's a line.
Yeah. So I think when bosses are making those calls, it's a behavioral pattern thing. It's a you know it's like what is the trends? What is the focus? What is the behavior? The only thing I can say my station did wrong in that. Sorry guys, but I think I said it is. They treated Fresh and Euphonic as one entity.
Oh.
And I believe in the eyes of the law, Fresh is Thato Sekgwane and Euphonic is Themba Nkosi. So the problem is, Fresh and Euphonic did themselves no favors. So it's like I was saying to my friends, I'm like, whoa, no, Baba Sati, whether there's so many pictures of them together. Because now, like, you know, most newspapers, we have to go find a picture there and a picture there.
Yeah.
But now it's like they're there. You know, I think in the eyes of the law, you are one person. So I would have appreciated for the station to treat them. Because now it was a case of, well, if Fresh goes down, Euphonic goes down. If Euphonic goes down, Fresh goes down. And that was the quicksand for them. It's like, because now you don't want to stab your friend in the back. But if the station was coming at you, coming after you, you know that I know how to protect Mac.
Exactly.
I don't have to necessarily look after Anele, you know. And I feel a lot of their... But now, but even now, Fresh and Euphonic, I'm like, even your press statements, Fresh, do a press statement by yourself. Euphonic, do a press statement by yourself. Like, stop pairing yourselves together, you know? Because even when alleged crime happened, I don't know what happened in that crime, but I'm pretty sure it was, if it did happen, it was one person doing something and another person doing something. Do you know what I'm saying? So I found the whole clumping of things together for me a little bit violent. I don't know, like...
Distasteful.
Yeah, so I would have preferred to be... So if you're going to make a call, if you're going to send an email saying this person is no longer within our employ, you must say Fresh is no longer within our employ, and then another email must come out saying Euphonic is not Fresh and Euphonic, because at 947 they didn't do a show together.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And Joe, because we had him on the show,
yeah,
and he was saying that, you know, when he took a jab at you with the Miss SA thing, he was expecting you to... You know, jab back. Did you watch that? Did
like
you watch
you
that?
Like you were a banter for him.
Yeah.
No.
Because you were the big fish.
Yes.
No. men in this industry like to think that, because funny, they don't jab at each other. They don't jab at each other. When is free? When, tell me when they were jabbing at each other. They like to jab at females in the industry because it's easy.
Fresh and Chili were at it.
Yeah, Fresh and Chili. It's the biggest feud on radio.
I wasn't aware of it.
Now you,
you
are.
Lie.
Now, now I am. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make yourself relevant on me, babe. Because we are also just different generations. Mm. You, because Fresh and Chili, because they are friends. But like, chisanyama, but and you're chomika fat Joe, sang and I chomiake. And then the next thing, you're coming at me and saying shit about me. Don't do that.
But what you are saying, right, is that at the time, you are the big fish. You can't exactly go at, like, Tano Taboo.
People will come for you.
Yeah.
You're the king.
Then come for radio. Because you know, what are you going to say to me about radio that you can say about yourself?
Fat Joe? Oh, I see. So,
do you know what I'm saying? No.
If you came
let's
at your
go
show.
At radio shows. Let's go at radio shows. Let's go at radio shows. No.
Because you know what I'll say you've got a small dick.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not. Let's go at radio shows.
Does he though?
We can't, I don't know. Chini-san, we can't play rugby on a soccer pitch.
Yo.
You know, if you're saying we are going to jab each other's radio, you're the big fish, then come at that.
Come at my
Fat Joe's lying. Come he knows exactly what he was saying. He knows exactly what he was saying. He mustn't do that. He mustn't do that. Fat Joe likes to make jokes about people, great. But then, okay, you must take them back.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I did. Because now, I think they're expecting me to be a princess, as our Tula. Whatever, they can say what they want. No, it's not gonna happen. It's like pendulum, I'm like, because that's how can I go. And also, my cry is, you are slating an organization that actually, literally, always has to protect itself against what they're doing. Guys, Miss SA is always protecting themselves. Think about it. Every time they have to be explaining their existence all the time. Then when now you've actually got a chance, bruh. In the last 5 years, 3 Miss SAs have released books. You won't host them on your show for that, but you take a time to jab at it.
Mm.
So it's like what I say about tabloids. Please write all the shit you want to write about me, but can you please preempt with award-winning radio and TV personality Anel? Don't just say Anel, because somebody who doesn't know me only sees me as Anel, and they don't know that I actually am famous for something.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're going to dish rubbish on things, also afford the platform to dish good things about something.
Did he call you?
I called him.
Oh.
No, I didn't call him. Ravi called him. Mm. Because also Ravi, who is the biggest joker in the world, was like, that was distasteful.
Hmm.
Wow.
But then by the time he called, I was actually quite annoyed and emotional. He did call me. Let me not lie. At 4 in the afternoon, when I was driving at my house, he did call me. And I was like, I thought I was joking. And I was like, it wasn't a joke, bruh. I was like, yeah, yes, now it wasn't a joke. I don't expect your apology that it was a joke. It wasn't a joke. Because also, like, you know, be who you want to be on that side. But if you say we're jabbing at each other, then let's do radio. Or then let's do TV. Don't just go and attack something that, like, Anel is the B, is the BE a partner, is the BE is equivalent to a BE someone. Like, saying that my looks do not qualify me to be part of South Africa. That is not a jab. Let's not lie. Mm. That's not a jab, guys. You know, a jab is, how I wonder if Anel is going to be in the swimsuit edition. Mm. That's a jab. You blatantly say that my looks do not qualify me to be at a beauty pageant. Mm. It's rubbish. And we all know it. Let's not sugarcoat bullshit. We're old. It's about that, coach.
Man, you're turning me on, man. Fucking up.
No, like, yeah, I don't subscribe. And the thing is, I actually don't want to get pulled into that thing with you and your jabbers. Jabanani no dog.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
You ain't getting no jabs up in here.
Jab each other there. Like, don't call me to it. Because also, like, I've never been part of the boys club. I've never. They'll say them. Like, when have I ever been called to be part of the boys club? But all of a sudden, my entry introduced you insulting me. Oh, hi, guys. Please roll me another one.
You're fire, yo.
Just ask me, what's the next one?
Gareth Cliff, Jeremy Mansfield.
Oh, you're making this so difficult.
It's the last one. It's the last one. It's the last one. And I dropped after the Gareth Cliff interview, I dropped a WhatsApp. I'm like, what did you think of the interview? What can I work on? And she blue-ticked me as always, but anyway, it's fine.
I'm
not Trevor Noah, so it's fine.
Oh, no, he gets a blue-tick as well sometimes.
He catches one.
Guys, no one is above a blue-tick. Oh. Who am I keeping?
Who must go? Who must go?
Jeremy must go. Gareth must stay.
No, no ways. Anele, no. No fucking ways. Jeremy!
Do you know, because now I'm like a proper actuary now. Like I'm running odds and all of that. Gareth has survived more things than Jeremy has. In terms of like people coming for him and people want him to get fired and all of that stuff. Mm. Cancel culture, all of right? I suppose also Jeremy got out of the game before the cancel culture.
Oh, yes.
And I think Gareth did a bigger job at the crossover market than Jeremy did.
I'm converted.
Yeah.
I agree.
And
you don't believe, you don't think so?
Jeremy was crossover.
No.
Was he not crossover?
No. Okay, my mom knows.
Jeremy? Jeremy,
like, no. No.
I love Jeremy and.
No. No, I adore Jeremy, but also.
People didn't even watch A Word or Two.
A Word or Two. He was amazing on A Word or Two. But, Conundrum.
With those shirts. But wait. Shirts. No, A Word or Two was really, really, really big, but. You have to call up A Word or Two. Idols is still something that we talk about.
Okay.
You know, the success.
And it had everyone.
Remember, Gareth started on Idols when it was Dave Thompson, Marcus Brewster, Randall Abrahams, and Maralo.
Hey, yeah.
You had a station? Give me a lineup from breakfast to drive time.
Okay.
Let's go.
Am I allowed to be on the line?
Hey, okay, cool. Of course.
I'm on breakfast.
Uh huh.
With my team SS.
Uh huh.
There's a kid. What's his name? There's a kid on Tux.
Ooh, kid on Tux.
He's got a name like Denzel or Isaac. Like this.
This is that Alex J moment when she mentions Anelli.
There's a Tux kid. Please pass my phone.
Yeah, let's Google him. That's internet. That
Alex J. co-signing Anela moment.
Yeah,
we need that kid's name.
Hold, as a kid on... Lennox.
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 Lennox. Yeah. What time is he on?
He does sport and he does business.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So I'd give him between 9 and 10, just like a...
Oh, young one
or like
hour.
An hour.
Like an hour.
Okay.
Just
hot 99.
What happened to the world in the last 60 minutes, right?
Oh, beautiful, kind of thing. Yeah.
And like,
a roundup.
Even like playing a new song and be like, this is what Doja Cat brought out.
Yeah.
Everyone, Adele coming out. Yeah, that.
10 to 12.
10 to 1. I'd make it 10 to 1. Zanele Potelo.
Oh, yeah.
She's making the pot.
She was on the network and then... When we're getting cancer, she's like,
I understand though. She's she's still too sweet for you to put through that.
That's exactly what she said.
She'll roughen up.
She's doing well.
When she roughens up, she's Anele, that one.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, and without a doubt.
When she stops being Gareth and so on.
No, sweet, cool. Which is fine. I don't want people to be unkind, but the industry has to, it's like, look, the industry is like, what's the paper that makes things smooth?
Sandpaper.
Yes, the industry is like sandpaper. Mm. If you some people, it rubs you once and you run away because it was sore.
Mm.
If you let it rub you, after a long time, you become smooth.
Hey, how smooth are we here?
Very smooth. I don't even get hair, bruh.
Mm. You fine legs.
Thank you. That DNA, Gillen. That's a Krish.
We're doing 1 to 4.
Yeah, 1 to 4 and then 4 to 7. 1 to 4. I need somebody who doesn't talk a lot, but they keep their links short.
Punchy.
Ankle tap.
Okay.
Hey.
Ankle tap doesn't talk a lot.
He
can
does,
do a 20-minute link,
but he can still.
But
do
when he's punchy, when he's punchy, he's here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He rides the beat and
out. Okay.
Ankle tap. He can pick his co-host there. I don't mind. Drive would have to be the who I think is the second best person in the country to me.
Cheers.
You know, there's a girl called Refulia Muloto.
Ooh, I don't know her.
She does breakfast at Cape Talk.
Ooh, I don't know her.
She's very business, but there's a personality in there.
Wow.
So I actually might put her. from 6 to 7 in like a Bruce Whitfield hour.
Yes.
So then the other one would be what? 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd put her there because she's got spunk and she's got punch, but I feel like one day she should end up on music radio.
Mm. Mm.
In fact, so I'd put 4 to 6 Sizwe, Refilwe.
Domo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Sizwe's good with old people. Although Sizwe can grow when he listens to more radio. Him and I have this fight all the time.
Mm.
Like, he's like, nah, dog, I don't listen to radio. I'm like, then you're like an author who doesn't read. You're going to write a book that's been written already.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're writing your own way, uninfluenced by anything out
there. You can't. No. Even a marathon runner needs a pacemaker.
But even so, he doesn't listen to any podcasts.
Yeah, but that's different, bro. Podcasting is different. It's not like radio.
Mm.
Podcasting, I mean, you got guys who podcast about a series, a TV
Mario
series.
Mario podcasts are listening to podcasts. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. That's the nutshell.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
And I like the way you said that's the nutshell. Like, end of conversation. We're not talking about this anymore.
No, well, that's what he's getting at.
He didn't even say, go ask your mother. He just said, that's the end. Yeah, but that's why I'd give Caesar 2 hours, because I feel he's also punchier within a limited time. Once he has to stretch it on air, then like even he loses interest. Yeah. So yeah, 7 to 10 now. Tano Tap Witten and CZ James.
Ooh, they were fired. Yeah. 5, bro. Yeah. Did you ever hear Tando and MC's at 5?
Nope.
Drive time?
Nope.
And actually, grooming them for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because 7 to 10 is a nice breeding ground for breakfast.
Yeah. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, speaking about Tando.
Yeah, why is she an elephant in the room now?
No, you know the AK thing.
Oh, yes, yeah.
An elephant in the
room. Yeah, yeah.
So I was playing on that.
Oh, that's funny. Okay,
oh.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Ask. No.
It's not banging enough.
I was like, that entire thing is unfortunate. Move, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about that, actually?
I wouldn't have asked AKA about his fiance in an interview where they came with somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes. On a,
yeah.
Talking about a joint project.
He was confused. There. What's his name?
The other guy was.
I'm a stapler. Cost the teacher.
And I don't think AKA should be apologetic because Tano's his friend. I think he should be apologetic because it was not nice. But I also wouldn't want to be approached like that about somebody who's, because it's not like an, it's not a, what did she call it? And I don't know what she called it, but I was like, because as I was watching that, because I was watching the stream, because like I wanted to hear the song generally listen to their shows.
Sure.
I was like, but also it's like, it's not, I think one day Tando will do a very good interview with AKA and we are going to get wonderful answers from him, but
it felt like an ambush.
Yeah, it's also like that question thing I was saying earlier, I would have said, are you in therapy at the moment?
Mm.
You
know, with the year that you've had,
and he would have been like, yes and no, yes, hopefully. Mm. What does your therapist say about what you're going through?
Yeah, you haven't done.
And then now you let him take. Yeah. If he blocks
you've
you, then
him.
Yeah, you open him a little bit. But at the same time, like, I feel like you placed her in a very strange position after that, because now she was forced to be professional because she is working in a professional environment. Whereas, but at the same time, you can't lose your shit over someone who is clearly in pain.
Mm.
So they were both out for that.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Kelly Rowland so much?
I don't hate Kelly at all. I really don't hate Kelly. I just don't think she's prettier than Beyonce.
Yeah. What's that thing? I don't understand that thing.
I just think it's me. Don't you think it's just me? Like people
want something.
Want something from me. Mm. It's me. I just think it's me. Because many people, there are many people you think are not prettier than the other one. There are many people you think. For years, Michelle was called the ugly one in Destiny's Child. No one bat an eyelid.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Fair point.
Okay.
But I think the tweet, I don't know the background of the context, but you didn't say she's not prettier than Beyonce.
I did say that.
You just said remove the makeup, it's curtains.
No.
We've got receipts.
Go look. You see.
Oh, so it's
go
the
look,
background.
Go look. I did say that. In fact, I even went as far as saying, I don't actually like Beyonce with makeup. I think without makeup, she's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. Like, there's some people who, like, where makeup works wonders for them, and it's other people where you like, it becomes other something else. And I think you're allowed to think that about people. I didn't look. Who can
you? Was Twitter being
no,
Twitter.
No, of they course. But that's what I'm saying. It's extract. Me. It's like. But also, like, I can't determine how you're feeling when something lands on you. I'd have to be in 60 million homes. It's impossible. But at the same time, I do stand by my right to believe that somebody is prettier than another person.
How crazy is that? American Twitter knows you, bro.
Dude, American people know me. I'm just like, this British woman said to me the other day, I got to her house, and she's old. She's just moved from the UK, and she's like, wait, you're the one, Kelly Rowland, you don't think she's a... He's like, I don't see what the big deal is if you think one broad is prettier than the other one, yeah. You know? Guys, I'm sorry, the world is hypocritical. For years, all you've done is compare women. Britney Christina, Monica Brandy. Like, must I carry on for you? Like, and all of a sudden, when somebody else thinks that it's an issue...
Tembi Siete and...
And Lebu, bruh. Look, all the time. There's a constant comparison happening.
Makadzi and...
All the time. Like,
Makadzi has no competition. She's above everybody.
Yes.
Do you think she did it on purpose? Was that deliberate where she wore that... same swimwear as you?
Can I tell you?
Wait, what happened?
Didn't you know Kelly wore the same costume as you?
Same swimming costume. Well, yeah, costume.
Can
as
I
her.
Tell you?
Same weekend.
I would love to take the credit for that. But guys, I promise you, Kelly doesn't know who I am.
Yeah. No way. No, she does.
No.
So you're saying that was a coincidence?
I know. Trust me.
Same weekend?
It wasn't the same weekend.
Oh, that's old.
It was a month apart. I was in the Maldives a month ago. Even more than a month ago.
We got to do a roast about you and fly Kelly over, man. That'll be lit.
Yes, we'd love to host that roast.
I think you'd actually be plucking her out of a very good life to come and, like, answer to nonsense. Like, really? She must be like, he's a teeny pee. I really don't. You know what it is, but South Africans, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I know that I do nothing wrong. So South Africans have been looking, especially the ones that don't like, for me to do something wrong.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest. Yeah. And they ride on it. Because, guys, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with me thinking that Beyonce is prettier than Kelly. Because you sitting right there, there's somebody you think is prettier than Beyonce. Like, I think Megan Good is hotter.
Ooh!
Right?
Biker boys.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I think there are very few women work on this planet who can say to me they're hotter than Megan Good. Guys, Jay for free. Like, from the den of time, Camilla, Diana. There's just been comparisons. I just think if you can finally find what you think is an Achilles heel for me, then ride it. But for me, like I said, me and Achilles heel for me is you for to tell me that I'm not good at my job. Then we're losing it. Because, like, to me, that's what I value. Whether you think I'm pretty or not, I'm like, I don't care.
Why did you stop comedy?
I just didn't have the time for it.
Okay.
And comedy requires such a discipline of being on stage 4 nights a week.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to call yourself a comedian, please do what comedians do.
Mm.
Go on the small stages to be on the big stages.
Yeah.
Don't just be Anel and then get on the big stages.
Yeah. Anel, man, this has been amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming through, Danko. Man.
Are we done? Yeah. How long was that?
That's how long were you?
That's long. That was long.
2 hours, bro.
Exactly two.
Yeah.
That long, huh?
I remember.
Oh, 2:25, 2:30.
Because we're coming to the end now, so I got to suck your dick, obviously, you know?
But it's fine. It's quite big. Sling it over my shoulder.
What are you, vendor? So I remember Ravi came to me, right?
Mm.
Like, yo, what do you think of Anele? Because he was about to hire you. Mm. Well, Anele's cool, man. Yeah. Like a radio's all right.
Mm.
You know, and then he hired you, obviously, and I started working with you. Then I saw you behind the scenes, like, you know, how you go about doing your show and the love and the passion and the respect that you put into your craft. And then I listened and I'm like, fuck, this girl's actually quite dope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Maybe it's the fact that, like, maybe because you're a woman and we always want to glorify niggas and male broadcasters. We don't give the same attention to female broadcasters. But if you do, like, if you are listening on radio, no gender, you're just listening to content, you're right up there. Am I lying?
Nope.
Did I suck your dick good enough?
No there? Cap.
I'm about to come. You know, my newsreader, Tim McGillis, says, and I actually haven't told him that I'm coming onto your podcast, because, like, every time he walks in, he's like, who, I wonder who that Mac G is getting fired today. People go on that show when they want to be fired, y'all. They just say something that's going to get them fired. So when I tell him, I say, I'm going to record his answer. When I say, man, I'm going to be on Mac G, what, and chill there. He's going to be like, oh, so is this your last head work? Because clearly people want to get fired. It's like they just have something to tell, and then they go and tell Mac G. I don't know what's going on there. So, let's see which one gets me fired here. I don't know. I think I've been honest enough.
Yeah. What do you want to say? So, you got any question?
No question. Boss. Yeah.
What do you rate Anela in broadcasting? In your top five?
Woo! Somewhere in my top seven.
Top seven?
Yeah, somewhere there. That's good. I think that's a lot of people.
Okay, who's
your
top 60?
Yeah. All right, guys, man. Are we going to do this now? She's not seven. Maybe she's number four.
Okay, then tell us.
You, guys.
Okay, don't tell.
Really, we're going to go there
now? Just tell us who else is in there.
She's in my top.
Okay, who else is
she's
there?
She's legendary. Who else is there?
Because in seven,
there's Chili M there. There's Fresh there. Okay. There is, I love Aubrey Masango. There's
on
Jeremy.
Two?
Yeah. Love him to bits.
He's still there.
Yeah.
He's still there, bro.
He does nights, ne?
Yeah, he does the 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh,
night.
He does what Eusebius and Reedy used to do in the beginning.
Yes. Well, he did it before, and then Caesar, before Caesar and Googs.
Oh, really?
Took his show. Yeah. Then he's back now.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
there's
like
him
a Ferrari
there.
And they're just parking it, eh?
But yes. I mean, do you drive a Ferrari every day?
There's Kino Kamis. I love Kino, man.
Really? Wow.
You don't love Kino?
I think Kino's broadcasting for me sometimes was a bit self-centered.
Mm. Oh, he's that person. He needs to tell who he is.
Kino used to do Breakfast at Jacaranda and 702. I just feel like if he was more of who he is off air, on air, I would have enjoyed him more.
Oh, he's one of those people who put on
a... When the mic is off, they're like,
I don't get that. I don't know him off air. See, that's why I judge him from what he does on air. Exactly.
So all those names there. The first year I judged it with Kino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Miss Essay, how's that going, eh?
Great. Look, obviously, Miss Essay, it will trend at number one, and everyone will have whatever they want to have to say about it.
Yeah.
It's a beast, just like... Like I said to you, I've said all I want to say about Miss Essay is that, like, it's an organization that constantly takes flak, yet it makes the most dreams come true. Like, people just, like, even if they don't win, they just grow into themselves. They become...
Why was it so important for us to come shoot you?
Because I'm here, I'm down here, and it's part of... Because I don't like to do interviews when I've got nothing to say.
Yes, 100%.
Because then you get yourself into trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I'm busy with something, I like the backdrop of what I'm busy doing, so that whatever shit you and I speak, at the backdrop, we're working.
Yes.
You're working, I'm working.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, the conversation can be comfortable, that it can be frivolous, and we can talk about sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if we're anywhere else talking about sex, it's like a bunch of two people talking about sex, but now people can see we're working.
We're working,
You know? So, yeah.
In closing, what are you going to be remembered?
Hold on. Are you not going to ask her about a body count?
Nah.
Okay,
you ask the ladies the body count.
He never does. That's the thing, and they always say that.
What if I say I've lost count? What if I say I've lost count?
You know, at the end we ask, what do you want to be remembered? I wonder what kind of body count do.
Because I was waiting for... Everybody's always waiting for that.
Okay,
well, but it's like,
hi, Anel, I'm going to get your vaccination certificate, please. I've lost count.
Yo. It's in Jamatot.
Legend.
Now, how can I ask you, what do you want to be remembered as after that?
You can.
Okay, what do you want to be remembered?
There we go.
See? That was easy. One, two. Oh, I really only care what my son thinks about me, yes? And he's such a cutie patootie. Hey, mama, what is the good stuff? kind... inclusive. diverse, like lots of things that I did well, consistent, talented, but also like a mood changer.
Wow.
I like to walk into a room and change people's moods. That's why I'm so big on people greeting people when you walk into a room,
yeah,
because
it's important.
Just the mere fact that you can walk in and just greet someone who's sitting down, you all don't know each other, you're passing, hello Ninjani, hi, how are you? It's just your, you don't know what that could do, even for yourself. Like, you know, I know when I'm in a bad mood, I use other people to bring me back, and
oh,
I'm just
wow.
kind.
You get in a bad mood?
Oh, all the time.
Wow.
You know? You're just like, hey, you don't, just you being kind to somebody else, you know? Yo, it does wonders for you.
Fuck, and I love you long time, man.
I remember, so yeah? Before we go, I remember, so my woman's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
I'm broke as fuck, dog. So I tell her, I'm like, hey, I'm about to have a baby. She's like, oh, no, cool, man. I got so many gifts. Tell me where you stay. I'll bring a truck over with all the gifts I don't need anymore. Because your son was older.
My son was older.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a son. What?
Oh, yes.
Till this day, I'm waiting for that truck.
Ah. Oh.
And I kept telling my woman's like, hey, the son needs this. I'm like, ah, no, I need to bring the truck.
It's somewhere in the truck. Don't worry.
I'm just
hanging
I'm just,
there.
I'm looking for Max's address that they asked for. That's all.
What happened to the truck? I'm still waiting for the truck.
You still
bro.
Want it? I like it. How old is your son?
He's 5 this year.
So I like, yes. So we've actually still got a lot. In fact, I want to get a new bed for him. Does your son like racing? I like his car bed. It must go. That's the first thing that must go.
But I'm working on another one.
As in, she's like, is here or you on the job?
No, I'm on the job. So when it's satisfied, a certified lover boy, I will let you know.
Okay. Are you hoping for a girl or a boy?
I want a girl, man.
Nah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. You'd be a good girl, Dad.
Nah.
I mean, you already got the flow here.
Hi, man. We are here. Podcast and chill. Boom!
To advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.